Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
The Volume.
The Three and Out Podcast with me, John Middlecoff, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Great odds and markets for baseball, the NBA, NHL, PGA Tour, and so much more. Awesome new and existing user promotions, America's number one sportsbook, very easy to use, safe and secure, you get your winnings fast. I cannot recommend it enough. Love gambling with FanDuel. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. What is going on, everybody? Little weekend podcast. You know what I just realized? Memorial Day right around the corner. I'm John Middlecoff. This is Three and Out Podcast. And we do a little thing called the Weekend Mailbag. My Instagram is how you get on this show. You slide right into those direct messages. DMs, as the kids call them. The Instagram is just my name, at John Middlecoff. And I answer your questions. I'm way behind. I need to spend a day in the next week probably answering a lot of people that are waiting for responses. And obviously, I do as many on the weekend. We put someone out on Friday as well as Tuesday. So try to mix it up a little bit. Hope everyone, if you're listening to this on Saturday, is having a good weekend. You're listening to this on Sunday, having a good weekend. Sun is shining. Great time of year. It's really, listen, I love the smell of football as much as anybody. And when I mean that, just the grass, the heat, the pads popping. I love the fall. I mean, who doesn't? Summer's pretty special, though. I don't care how young or old you are. I mean, obviously, the older you get, you don't get a summer break. You got to keep working, pay the bills, especially these times. Things are pretty expensive. But I love the heat. I don't really do the cold, though. I don't really live in the cold, so I'm not around it that much. But big proponent of the sun and a little vitamin D. Okay, let's start with Hunter. Hey, John, saw you put something on your IG story about some good country songs you were jamming to. Have you heard of Zach Bryan by chance? Really awesome up-and-coming artist that I'd consider an old-school country folk singer-songwriter who is absolutely elite. He's got a new album out today. This is his PR campaign. Shout out on the pod. If you like them, I think more people need to hear them. Anyway, love the pods. Been listening three and out. I've heard of them because I'm a little cheap in the sense I'm not a cheap person at all. I just mean when it comes to my music, I don't pay for anything. I don't pay for Spotify. I don't pay for Pandora. I don't pay for Apple Music. I don't pay for YouTube unlimited skips, meaning like I don't pay for the not ad. So sometimes I'll shower. And like this week, I haven't been in the mood to like a little bit of sports podcast, but some of the financial podcasts I just haven't listened to. I just been in a music mood. I don't really, I just tried to separate from real world and just kind of enjoy the week. And, you know, I'll get in the shower. And if I do my YouTube playlist, after the first song, the ads come on. And, you know, when you can't skip these like multiple 3-minute ads and you're like, I'm done shaving my head. And all of a sudden I've just listened to, you know, 3 ads. So maybe I need to crack down and just buy, you know, I've used Spotify before. Girl I Was Dating had it. It was pretty awesome. Apple Music looks pretty sweet. YouTube, it's just so easy for me to operate. But I love summer country music. The Zach Bryan, Zach Brown Band. Actually, I went to Kenny Chesney's Zach Brown Band when I was in Philadelphia, when I lived there with Matt Nagy and some of his buddies. It was pretty awesome. It was pretty sweet. Kenny Chesney was always pretty close with Coach Reed, and he always would work out in the Eagles gym. I think he does the same thing with the Chiefs. And I remember trying to time my workout on, like, it was like Saturday. It was the off season, I think, like when Kenny was going to come in and work out, and I did, but he didn't show up. And I was very disappointed. I was just hoping to get like a pump right next to Kenny. I'd be like, oh, how you doing? But it didn't work out that way. I personally think the only reason Lynch has a GM job is because Shanahan knew he could make him his puppet. Do you think Kyle has too much pull on who we draft? I feel like if he wasn't as involved in the draft, we'd be better off. The last two drafts have been way too many reaches, and he always overvalues the guys he likes. Should Jed man up and reassign Lynch to president of football operations and make Adam Peters our general manager? I think Adam and John play a pretty big role. I really do, because if they didn't, Mac Jones would probably be on the team. Now, Mac Jones, listen, as I wouldn't say I'm a resident Mac Jones hater, but there's a decent chance he has a better career than Trey Lance, because Trey Lance is a boomer bust guy. Trey Lance is not having Mac Jones-like seasons last year. Trey Lance is going to be really good, really bad. I don't see any in between. And the only reason Trey Lance is on the team, I believe, is because guys like John Lynch and Adam Peters convinced Kyle Shanahan. So I love their draft this year. The LSU running back, baller. Danny Gray, the dude from SMU, baller. Drake Jackson at the end of the second round. Now, last year's got some question marks. That guard in the second round, Aaron Banks from Notre Dame, don't love. Don't love at all. But, you know, you got to... So I think sometimes with drafts, especially like after the first round, like ultimately that draft, if Trey's good, it's an incredible draft. If he sucks, it's one of the worst drafts of all time. You know, it's that simple. But I think John has more pull than you think, and I think he's very integral. You know, I think Kyle can be a little edgy. You know, he's 42, but he's not happy-go-lucky Sean McVay. You know, he's kind of an old soul. You know, he's like a 69-year-old, you know, football coach in the 80s in a 41-year-old skinny body. So he's, you know, I think John is well needed around Kyle. Okay, great show. It's been fun watching you hone your craft. Iron sharpens iron. I was wondering if you could get you to dish out a little bit on your boss. I noticed over the years that Colin does Mr. Right, not Mr. B. Right, has relied heavily on yourself and others like Draymond for nuts and bolts of a show. In the past few years, we've seen Colin criticize Rogan and Muss for smoking pot on air. I think he's joking. But then with the advent of Rogan's massive Spotify deal, Uncle Colin, as he hinted at cooking since the volume broke ground with the volume, started publicly smoking cigars. Again, we can't take everything everyone says so seriously. Like, not everything, and I think that's what we need to do as a society. Everyone needs to learn to laugh and smile and kick back. Like, I think Colin, I mean, Joe Rogan and smoking weed with Elon Musk, I don't think he gives a shit. I know he doesn't care. At all. You know? So it's not always that serious. Colin loves playing GM so much that he built his own team. You're an investor, definitely more operator than builder. How do you know that I'm not a builder? I feel like that's a little bit of a shot. but you are getting in on the ground floor. What kind of negotiation tactics are you bringing for your next contract? Seems like your sponsors are piling on. I think me and Colin got a pretty good deal going. I can't complain. I'm gonna take it to the man. No, I don't. It's not. See, again, like, I obviously this is very serious. It's my livelihood, but I can't say how much I appreciate the setup that I've been granted and had from the beginning. And this would not have been remotely possible. I could not have done this on my own. Would not have happened. It would have been impossible. I mean, I literally could have. I could have just done this podcast, put it out by myself, three and out with John Middlecoff, and it would not have worked financially the way it has. I know that for a fact. Without Colin, there is no three and out podcast. Really, I mean, honestly, there isn't. It was his idea once upon a time. Called me years ago before the volume ever started and was like, I want you to do an NFL podcast. And my first answer was, I'm in. You know, I think for the most part, again, he's not like, we don't even talk about it that much, but there's nothing, if he says something, I would do it. You know, it's pretty, you know, it's just one of those relationships because everything I've done has worked. Enjoy the pod. With you, a big Fresno State guy, and understanding that McDaniels is an offensive genius. Oh, I think I answered this question. A lot of pressure. You know, the one thing about Josh, and, you know, I like this version of Chubby Josh, is, and listen, I'm not, chubby guys can call other guys chubby. I can be chubby. You know, I'm going through a phase right now. I got skinny, and then I probably put on a little weight the last week in Scottsdale. But Denver was really ugly. Now, people grow, and I even talked about, I think, on Friday's pod, like, I hate who I was 10 years ago. You know, there are things, the way I thought about life, and it just makes me, honestly, just even thinking about it right now makes me cringe. So anyone can change over time. You should. If you are the same person at 45 that you were at 35, like, you got problems. Now, I'm not saying, like, my character, the way morality and the way I think about treating people has never changed my entire life. And it will never change till I'm dead, because that's the foundation my parents gave me, right? And honestly, the way I think about business and taxes is, I've been thinking about that way since I was about 12. That ain't changing. But just in terms of your life outlook, the people you surround yourself with should be improving as you get older. What your aspirations are in life should always be growing. So I say there is pressure on Josh to now show that. He's talked about that because he operated like he was like a little general, you know, Belichick Saban style. And it backfired in Denver. Now, he was really young. Now he's much older. I think you get perspective. He's got a growing family. He learned a lot, but going back with Tom and Bill the second time around. So I think he should be good, but you never know until we see it. Now, I put Josh in a completely different category than Joe Judge or Matt Patricia or even Flores. I mean, one of the reasons that, listen, everyone in Miami that I know, or people that I've talked to that know people in Miami, that was a toxic place with him. He operated like Josh in terms of everyone hated the guy because he wasn't nice to literally anyone. And when nice is the wrong word, I'm feeling good on a Friday morning recording this. I'm not trying to swear, but it was bad. And you know what? Maybe Brian Flores gets his next shot. He treats people a little bit better because ultimately treating people, if you ain't winning Super Bowls, like, you can pull it off if you're Saban or Belichick. Because you won six rings in 20 years, or Saban 18 million national championships. If you're winning 9 games, you know, you can't exactly be Bill Parcells every day. Really respect your opinions on sports, which I can't say for a lot of others. I'm a beach lifeguard. Woo-hoo-hoo! And listening to your pods really gets me through the day. I'm a big Raider fan, and I feel like most experts have the Raiders finishing last in the AFC West. I get the West is loaded, but are people forgetting we made the playoffs with complete turmoil in the organization? Renfro is our number one wide receiver. He's good, but not a number one. How do you see the AFC West shaking out and see the scenario where the Raiders win the AFC West and or take a wild card spot? I would probably pick them to take a wild card spot. But I think the Chargers should win the division. They have the best team on paper, but as we know in football, team on paper doesn't translate always to wins. I mean, it's a coaching league, and, you know, we got some questions on the coach. Denver, I mean, they are putting a ton of pressure on this their brand new head coach. Every offensive coordinator Russell Wilson's ever had has been fired. Like, that's not an opinion, that's a fact. Now, obviously, Russell's had an incredible career, but for whatever reason, they have been fired. So, I think the franchise is changing ownership. The Chiefs are just kind of flying under the radar. I don't know. They've just won the division six straight years, you know, six straight years, and they're flying under the division. So, there is pressure on the Raiders. You guys had some incredible overtime wins last year, but the team should be really good. As I said the other day, though, their offensive line is very questionable. I mean, they have one guy I feel really good about, Colton Miller, who I was actually pretty critical when they drafted him, but that's an excellent draft pick by old John Gruden and Mayock. Might have been Reggie McKenzie at the time, but was it Reggie? I don't even remember. But ultimately, like, the center, guard, and especially right tackle spot, like, just Google how many pass rushers lined up over the right tackle. It's a lot, especially in that division. So they better figure out a way to block for him. It's like, well, the tight end, we can't really help. Darren Waller's not a blocker. Why are most people not talking about the Colts? I love it when fans go, why are most people not talking about, they insert their team. Being a Colts fan, it seems like we've made all the right moves. You guys will be fine. I think part of it is like acquiring Matt Ryan, while for you, it's an upgrade and just get some stability in the organization, it's not a sexy acquisition. Why? Because he's Matt Ryan. Now, I still think he's solid, but only time will tell if he's, you know, is he better than Phillip Rivers was 2-3 years ago? Yes. Carson Wentz actually wasn't terrible last year. I know he threw some bad picks, but he was bad the last two games for sure. Now, the other thing I question with you guys is, like, I like Michael Pittman Jr., but you don't really have the most dynamic passing attack. Now, I know you want to play defense and run the ball, but we'll see. I like your takes, and I'm a Cowboy fan, so appreciate your honesty. So do you think some of the Cowboys' failures are an experience? Some of the failures that the Cowboys experience is a result of ownership focusing on the brand rather than developing and focused on football? I think the players become distracted because of the glitz of Jerry's world and glamour surrounding the organization. It is exhausting as a fan, and I wish it would end. I'm going to push back there. You guys have drafted really well. It's why your team last year, obviously the record was good, but just like when you watched them, they had really good players everywhere. Jerry, there is a lot of hoopla surrounding there. So there might be a little bit of a diminishing, you know, returns of the overall football experience. It's like the opposite when the Patriots were good. There was none of that, what Jerry brings to the table. But I do think your problem has been the coach. Like, if your coach was good, how do you lose at home to the 49ers? I mean, you have a home game and you lost. You didn't lose, you got killed. I just don't think your coach is that good. I mean, the coach said in his press conference, I watched every game. And then he admitted to lying. And I know that's kind of funny, but kind of not. The guy didn't have a job all year. All he should have been doing was watching football. So when he realized Jason Garrett was probably going to get fired, wouldn't he watch every single game throughout the season? I remember Peter King wrote an article like, all Mike McCarthy's doing is watching film. I'll promise you this. The one NFL coach I worked for, if he said he watched every film, he watched every film. You know, Andy Reid wouldn't have lied. Andy Reid would have had every single play watched. I'll promise you that. Now, I'm not comparing the two. Obviously, Andy, you know, it's not even close, the two coaches. But that was kind of telling. Is Mike McCarthy sneaky lazy guy now? Now that he's super rich? I don't know. I don't. Your problem is not Jerry Jones. Your problem, Dak Prescott. Like, you can't be throwing picks. You know, we got to have some more touchdowns. We got to have some more explosive plays. We got to have you play to the $40 million player. But the old adage in pro sports is like, just because I pay you a lot of money doesn't mean you're actually, you know, makes you a better player. Like, if I pay the Yankees, offered Aaron Judge all that money, he turned them down. Now let's say they offer him more money and he takes it. Like, Aaron Judge is still the same player. He just got more money in the contract, right? I mean, you just, the amount of money you get as a professional athlete does not change your ability. Your ability is your ability. That's why you have to value, you know, obviously the different sports, the going rates for certain players are different, but
the playoffs are heating up.
And you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play. And best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. Here's what I love. I love the Warriors. I like the Warriors to win this series in six. Every single game, I will hammer the Steph Curry over in points. New to FanDuel? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Colin. Once again, that's promo code Colin. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet. No sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bet $5. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42-ARIZONA, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat, Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG, Colorado, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP, Louisiana, or 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan, 1-877-8 HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369, New York, Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-888-9789, Tennessee, 1-800-522-4700, Wyoming, visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. Listen, at The Volume, we're always looking for people, and hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates, and you better believe we use LinkedIn. I just played golf last weekend with a guy who runs an insurance company who said he lives on LinkedIn. And he has never found better employees than through this website. Because LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources. And let's face it, how would you even find these people? Well, they're on LinkedIn. And then LinkedIn constantly finding ways to make everything easier. They even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/John. That's linkedin.com/JOHN to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sometimes it's a struggle between buying what you want over buying what you need. But with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card, you can do both. You earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you can earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like those new golf clubs you've been eyeing, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a divot repair tool for after you've torn up your lawn. Let's try that again. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like workout equipment for your home, and then earn 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller to soothe your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash credit card. It's ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
As a Dolphins fan, this is from Shallow. Am I crazy that the team signed Jimmy G or Baker? I just can't see Tua taking a leap to being a franchise quarterback. We have a good team with a lot of talent, and adding a guy like Jimmy or Baker instantly makes us better. Is there a world we sign them as a backup and give Tua 3 to 4 games? I'm sick of being the middle of the road team. I don't see that happening. I mean, you drafted the guy 5 overall. It's his third year. You put all the chips in the middle of the table, and you see what the kid's got. Like, it's on Tua to prove that he can be a top 15 quarterback. If he's a top 15 quarterback with your talent, you guys can compete to make the playoffs. If he's not, you're screwed. But you got to know. Now, you can say, you know, it's water under the bridge, spilled milk. It's, you know, it's a sunk cost. I wouldn't look like that at it this year. Next year, okay, move on. Kick him to the curb after 3 years, which would sound crazy, but might not be that crazy. But I got to see him this year. But I'm with you. I'm not very bullish. Great pod. Two-part question. Where does Aaron Rodgers rank this year statistically with the subpar receiving core? And from your experience, what do you predict is his window for producing at an elite level? I would expect him to have a really good year. I don't know if it's quite going to be as good of a year as the last two, but I think they're going to run the ball a lot more. I think their offense is going to be just solid. I think they're going to run the ball down people's throats. So I wouldn't be that worried about Aaron Rodgers. And I would say as long as he stays healthy for the foreseeable future. And when I say that, I mean like the next 3 or 4 years. I mean, Tom Brady just showed. Aaron at this point in time is not really predicated on running around. If Aaron Rodgers was my quarterback, I'd feel pretty good about my team. That's why, as a Packer fan, I'd feel pretty good about your team because you're going to make the playoffs. Love the pod. Big New England and Clemson fan. Which quarterback do you see having the biggest jump this year? I love Trevor Lawrence. Watching his national championship win against Alabama's rookie year was my first college football experience, but worried the Jags could diminish his potential. I have my fingers crossed with Mac Jones. Do you think the measurables of Josh Allen have made normal-sized quarterbacks viewed as worse? No, I mean, there's always been Elway, you know, Marino was big, Roethlisberger forever was big. I mean, Manning's huge. Have you ever seen Peyton Manning or Eli Manning? They are massive. Now, they can't run like Josh, but I don't think Josh Allen is an outlier. I mean, Mahomes isn't close to as big, so I would say no. The question on Trevor Lawrence, I've said it over and over. I think there's a lot of pressure in Jacksonville in getting this kid right. He was this great prospect, ton of pressure. Now they got Doug Peterson, who's just a very easygoing. He's an offensive coordinator, and he's obviously the head coach. He's won a Super Bowl, so he brings a lot of credibility. He's been around so many quarterbacks in his life as a backup, Marino, Favre, to coaching Alex Smith, to obviously Carson Wentz and the Jalen situation. Like, he's experienced a lot in his coaching career and playing career. So I would feel pretty good if I were you. What's your opinion on Watson and the Browns' chances this year? Yeah, I just don't know where they stand in terms of his suspension. To me, if you tell me he's out 10 games, I think you're missing the playoffs. If you tell me somehow he only gets 4, which I don't see how that happens, I can see you guys making the playoffs. He also, again, he hasn't played a game in a long time. So usually you just don't go from not playing a game to then showing up and being awesome. That seems, and I know he gets to practice this offseason and then training camp, but I think it's going to be a little harder than just everyone acts. Is there hope that Rodgers can see the benefits of a mindset like Giannis? Seems like that alone could bring the Packers to the next level. This emo hippie vibe is tired and limiting. This emo hippie vibe. That's a great way to describe. I don't think he's as much emo and hippie as he comes across. I guess that 12-day cleanse or whatever is a little weird. But I will tell you this. If you told me that there were ways that I thought he's also older, you know, to me, the 12-day cleanse and the toxin stuff, that's ways to, like, in his mind, enhance his body and keep him feeling better longer. It's why Brady does a lot. I mean, you could say some of the Brady stuff's a little whack job. I mean, I'll tell you this, like me personally, like when I, during the week, there are several days a week where I fast till dinner and I drink chocolate milk at lunch. Now, part of it is like I can lift and that's like protein, but like I think people would be like, wait, you do what? I'm like, yeah, I don't eat anything for breakfast. I have a glass of chocolate milk at lunch. I mean, including water and coffee throughout the day. And then I eat dinner. And I've done that stuff. I mean, I'm 37 and I'm going to continue to do that stuff the rest of my life. I'm not eating as much. I don't need as much food. I'm not 6'4", 250. You know, I'm 5'10 and I should, ideally I get around, you know, 170, 175. Now, most of my life I've been around 180, 185, 190. That's because I was eating too much food. But again, if I told you like every day, now if I'm going to a business meeting or I will eat, I love to eat. But I just think the older you get, you try different things for your health. I think health is, I'm not acting like Aaron's not a little out there, but I understand. If I was a pro athlete and I was making $40, $50 million a year to extend my career, I would do some wacko things too. People probably think I was a wacko, honestly, which would be fine. Maybe I am a wacko. I've been listening to Colin for a long time and got hooked on you. Good stuff. Keep it up. I'm a Bears fan. Sound like you think highly of Justin Fields from the times I've heard you speak of him. What would be a win for the Bears to see out of him this year? Win total. I'm a fan of Justin Fields, the talent. I mean, he's 6'3". He's thick. He runs a 4.4. He's got a big arm. But, like, that's just kind of the scout in me. Now he's, can he manipulate defenses? Can he elevate others around him at the pro level? Like, I don't know. I mean, I just watched him on my couch on TV for a couple years, and I love the talent. Now, he's at a place that doesn't have that much talent. Their offensive line is atrocious. Now, I read a headline the other day. They're going to try to run the ball a lot, which is smart. But I do think it's going to be pretty difficult for Justin to have a productive year. I would say a win would be like 20 touchdowns, 10 picks, and you guys win 6-7 games and have you get your pick. You know, you get some picks and you just try to get going for his third year. But I do think it's going to be pretty tough. I think the leadership qualities, it's hard to tell from the outside, but all that type of stuff for sure. Be a good guy. You know, I mean, the bar's set now. Like, it's why Deshaun Watson's getting crushed. We compare you to Patrick Mahomes. We compare you to Josh Allen. We compare you to Lamar Jackson. Like, can you act right or can you not? And, like, to me, that's why Deshaun Watson, like, everyone looks at him weird now, beside his agent, who really just wants to get those percentages on that contract. So, the one thing I would say about Justin Fields is, like, if you are struggling, and people will blame the organization, operate the right way, act the right way, which I don't follow him on a day-to-day basis and watch all his press conferences, but it feels like he did. You get a lot of credit at quarterback because that you don't even, like, that's just the standard. That's the bar. Joe Burrow, carry yourself, you know, like a 10-year pro. It's hard. It can't be easy, but it's just a reality. I was wondering if you've ever been to Cabo San Lucas and have played golf there. I'm from Michigan, but a current golf professional down here and was wondering if you played golf in Cabo or anywhere in Mexico. As a golf professional and a football fanatic, I really enjoy your podcast. Well, shit, I might need to follow you. I've never, ever been to Cabo. So I need to put that on my bucket list. And if I'm there, Connor, I will say it on the podcast. Then I'll need you to DM me again and get me on one of your sweet courses. But the only time I've ever been to Mexico was I've been to Tijuana, which is a little sketchy. I've been to Puerto Vallarta in college for, I think, a spring break. That was, you know, a little trashy. So no Cabo, no Bahamas, you know, it's just blue collar guys. We don't always have the money to travel. We're just working here, swinging our pick, trying to keep food on the table. You know, Hawaii, I don't even know that many people that have, I guess a lot of people I know have been to Cabo, but yeah, I've never been there. I never would love to go. I need to put that one on the bucket list. I think we'll end the podcast there. Keep it short, sweet for my people. Adios. I need you to keep firing those DMs. Middlecoff mailbag at John Middlecoff is the Instagram. And I will see you guys a little bit later. Peace.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.